Every Saturday this summer, around a dozen young men and women will shuffle into a police station in West Charlotte and settle in for class. It's not summer school, but a new crime-fighting tactic by CMPD that gives life skills and job training to young adults charged with first-time felonies. It's part of a new push by CMPD to prevent crime before it happens instead of merely reacting when it does. WFAE's Nick Della Canal reports.
18-year-old Brendan Brown does not have the most glamorous job. He's one of the workers fixing pizzas and taking orders at a local pizza joint that pays $8 an hour. But it's a significant step from his days as a young teen prone to fist fighting. Back then, he was the kid who set off a school-wide bout.
We ended up fighting right there in the classroom, and it ended up being a brawl, and it carried out to the courtyard, and then started a whole situation with West Side and South Side. So what
happened to you after that?
Oh, I got kicked out of school.
Brendan is bright-eyed and quick to laugh. He's an altogether amiable guy. But back then, he says, he was hanging with the wrong kind of people, the ones who got in trouble with the law. One day, about a year ago, he and a friend were arrested for breaking and entering, a felony. Enter now two officers, Derek Crawford and Dave Scheppengrell, who not long after paid a visit to Brendan and his family at their home. The two officers happened to be the founders of a new CMPD program created last year called Reach Out. It's designed for young adults charged with first-time felonies.
A lot of times we hear cases where individuals just made a mistake.
This is Officer Crawford. He says he's constantly looking for potential candidates for the program, either by getting tips from public defenders or by literally sitting in court and listening to the cases. He says he's looking for otherwise good kids who've committed nonviolent felonies like breaking and entering or simple petty theft.
At this moment, we're not taking violent offenders and drug cases at this moment. Maybe in the future we may. Right now, we're mainly focusing on embezzlement, LFAs, and B&Es from business.
The officers are very selective about who gets in, and it has to be voluntary and with the family's support. But the program boasts worthwhile incentives. Not only did the students get to use class time to fulfill community service requirements, but instructors also help them find jobs and in some cases can get their arrest records wiped clean. Since the program was started last October, about 50 young adults have been enrolled, and most are now graduating high school or on track to graduate, nearly all with jobs.
How's everybody? Good week.
On a recent Saturday morning in the police station on Wilkinson Boulevard, about a half dozen young adults, a few with ankle monitors, are hunched or slumped in their seats, waiting for the instructors to begin. Leading this morning's session is Arlene Manning with the program Family First. She warms up the room by passing around a box of candy, and gradually the students begin to perk up as she gets them discussing ways to deal with anger.
So how do you accomplish in a situation where you're angry and you decided that you want to not be angry? How do you accomplish that? What do you do?
One suggests putting on your headphones or finding someone else to hang out with. A young man near the front makes a crack about going to get McDonald's, and he means it as a joke, but Manning takes it seriously.
Being hungry actually can change how you perceive a situation.
The class feels free form, but it's a set curriculum. The instructor poses a question or a situation, and the students respond. And there's never any moment where the students are told what to do. Instead, the technique seems to be to get them to realize it on their own. The students are also trained in other areas other than anger management and life skills. This is a 19-year-old named Rasan, who has been with the program nearly since the beginning.
So it's a lot of people that don't know, let's say, for example, that don't know how to fill out a job application. I mean, they teach you how to do that. It's a lot of people that don't know how to just talk to somebody or talk to law enforcement. They teach you to do that. It's just things like that, you know, little stuff.
And Brendan, the 18-year-old who works at the pizza place, says he's used what he's learned to check himself where he might once have started a fight.
I really do think this program helped, and I did take away some stuff. It gave me a little bit more life skills, how to deal with different people in different ways. Like, instead of getting mad and wanting to fight, it's better to voice your opinion instead of sitting there trying to resort to violence.
Brendan now has a job and a high school diploma, and he hopes to one day join the military. and he has dreams for his future.
Well, to be honest, I have the standard American dream. I want my own house with a white picket fence, a little Tito dog. I don't want no kids, but if I get one, it'll be okay. Have a wife, have me a nice car. That's pretty much the dream. Have money saved up, be able to retire when I'm about 50 to 60 years old, stuff like that.
And now, nearly a year through the program, Brendan believes that goal is in reach. For WFAE News, I'm Nick Delacanal.